As the Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day, Hammer. How are you today, mate?
Doing all right. Now, mate, the COVID news over the last 24 hours has been positive for Queensland once again.
Yeah, it's been a couple of 0 days, Hammer, and we had one or two yesterday, which were all in quarantine facilities. So absolutely fantastic result once again. You've seen yesterday's numbers down south in New South Wales over 600, and they're expecting that to climb over 1,000 in the coming days, which is just, really, really scary. We've certainly put in place now a lock hard border to New South Wales. And from what we're seeing this morning is very few people coming through because we've put on some pretty strict guidelines on there for those people to come and go, which obviously is very tough for a lot of people, but particularly those that come and go across the border with work. But, you know, the numbers that we're seeing, you know, we don't want any of that sort of stuff coming into Queensland.
Sure. Queensland, or qld.gov.au, is a site that people can go to and just click on health conditions and it will come up and keep you up to date with what's happening with the restriction update, contact tracing alerts, travelling to New South Wales, ACT, Victoria, and the hotspots update too. So, mate, a lot of Queenslanders have been getting the jab, the vaccine, and next week, is that right? There'll be a place in Gladstone where we can go along and get a bit of a roll, more of a roll through with the COVID jab?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely, Hamo. In Central Queensland Health and Hospital are going to stand up two large vaccine clinics, so the one in Rockhampton and the one here in Gladstone. We'll be setting it up in Derby Street from next week. So when you ring up and try and book in for a vaccine through Queensland Health, the site will be the Derby Street entrance, the main car park at the old TAFE site, and you'll be able to go in there. The idea of that is to make it bigger, more open, and more vaccines for shots in the arm. So really good news for Gladstone. Gladstone's done extremely well. I've been at the hospital a couple of times. I've had my first jab, and I know you've had your jabs, but not only are we doing it through the Queensland Health, but our local doctors and soon-to-be pharmacies are certainly also stepping up and trying to get Gladstone people vaccinated. We really do know how important this vaccine is to people of Gladstone and people who work in industry. So the more jabs we can get in arms, the better. And as I said, the people of Gladstone, once again, those numbers coming through the Gladstone Hospital at the moment, every time I've been there, there's been anywhere up to 10 at a time getting punched through there.
Yeah.
Get on, book yourself a spot, get it done, and the sooner we get to that 80, 90%, the better off the whole of not only Queensland but Australia will be.
Yeah, you do need to book. There is some worry, of course, with the scares that have been happening, have happened over the past few weeks, but what happens when you get the jab, you have to sit down for 5 to 10 minutes before you're allowed to go anywhere and leave just to make sure you are right. So they do make sure that you're okay before you leave anywhere, and then it's another 4 weeks before you get your second jab.
Yeah, three weeks, haven't we?
3 weeks,
Pfizer.
Sorry. Yep.
3 weeks, so yeah. And just make sure that if you have booked in for any of the Queensland Health ones, either up at the hospital or in the new one at Derby Street from next week, that you bring your Medicare card and your driver's licence with you. That's all you have to do, and answer a few simple questions about your medical history, and off you go. As I said, you get the jab, you sit down for 10 to 15 minutes, and then you're on your way.
Yeah. All right. Butch, thanks for keeping us up to date. We'll catch up again tomorrow and get a wrap for the week, and I'll get a bad joke off you too, being Bad Joke Friday. You sent me a ripper the other day that I know you're going to use. So,
It's always good to finish the week with a bit of laugh.
Yeah, it is. All right. Chat tomorrow. Good on you, Butch.
See you, mate.
Our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, there on 4ABC. If you want to keep up to date with what is happening, go to the Queensland Health website, qld.gov.au, and you'll see the health icon at the top. That will keep you up to date. And, of course, our chats that we have with Glenn Butcher, we do put up onto our website and share it to our Facebook page, so you can find all the info there. Or go to Glenn's Facebook page as well. MP for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher. 26 past 7, 4CC.